She'll tell thee, Tom, the strangest story, because thou art an honest Tory. 'Tis news beyond expression, zich zeits are nowhere to be seen in any land, God save the Queen, but at our quarter sessions. For rogues I saw in zich a place, as would the gibbet quite disgraced. 'Tis pity it should want 'em, but how the devil they came there, this Tom and Jill in brief declare, and how they did recant 'em. When I was late at London town, to see some sights, ere I went down to Whitehall, I did venture, and having on my best array, as fine as on a holy day, zules I made bold to enter. Upstairs I went, which were as brood and dirty too as any rood, or as the streets of zitty. Hadst thou been there, thou wouldst have zed, there had been no servant maid. God zooks, and that's a pity. When I was up, I did discern a chamber bigger than a barn, where I did zee volk stand, that I was well nigh frighted quite. It was so strange and grim a sight, with long things in their hand. Their clothing cannot well be told, on which were things of beaten gold. Upon their back and breast I doffed my hat when I came in. Quoth I, pray, which of you's the king, which made a woundy jest? At last came by a gentleman, who made me soon to understand I need not be averred. Quoth he, come on and follow me, she'll show thee straight his majesty, for these are but his guard. But Tom, not any wake or vare, can show zich numbers as are there, still cringing low and bowing, that I may swear and tell no lie. They weary are than thou or I, with thrashing or with ploughing. No ants do faster lead or drive, or bees buzz to or fro the hive. I marl they were not dizzy, and sure the nation's great affairs lay heavily upon their cares. They looked so wise and busy. At last came in his majesty, no taller though than thou or I, yet whatsoe'er I ailed, with only gazing on his face, I trembled like a lovesick lass, just on the point to yield. He looked me thought above the rest, though not by half so finely dressed, which made me valour's wearing a pox upon the parliament, that will not let us pay him rent, gold's only for his wearing. A ribbon vine came cross of o'er, zich as a landlord's bridemen wore, at end of which was hung a curious thing that shone as bright as maudlin's eyes or morning light when gilded by the sun. But now the news, she'll tell thee truth, hard by his side there stood a youth that looked as trim and gay as if he had not guilty been of wishing e'er to be a king, unless a king of May. It was the same our vicar said, for treason should have lost his head, for which £500 by proclamation offered was to any that should take his grace in any curse and ground. One Sunday morn, thou mayst remember, I think the 20th of September, a parson read a thing, how this same spark of vengeance on him with Vortimer did take upon him to kill a gracious king. But scant the frighted harmless swain that meets a wolf upon the plain was so aghast with fear. Once if his majesty, quoth I, does keep no better company, she'll stay no longer here. With that the man that brought me in, by th' jacket pulled me back again. Quoth he, pray hear ye reason, he was a what ye call't is true, buts, pardons, makes him free, as you from knavery or treason. Wah, wah, quoth I, a pretty nick, to make rogues honest by a trick so often tried in vain, as if my bull should gore me once, I'd trust the senseless beast with horns to gore me o'er again. Chilling to Devonshire again, where honest men are honest men, and rogues are hanged for rogues, odd's wounds were I, his majesty, ere Zichazon should countenance speech, I'd prize him as my dogs.